معروشات معروشات وغير معروشات والنخل والزرع مختلفا أكله والزيتون والرمان متشابها وغير متشابه كلوا من ثمره إذا أثمر وآتوا حقه يوم حصاده ولا تصرفوا انه لا يحب المصرفين صلوات
الله على محمد وعلى محمد
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of our 12th Imam as soon as possible.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you long, happy and prosperous life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our sustenance. Today's topic, the verse I have selected, that is from Surah An'am, chapter 6 and verse number 141. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَعَ جَنَّاتٍ مَعْرُوشَاتٍ وَغَيْرَ مَعْرُوشَاتٍ. So this verse is explaining about different kinds of gardens, different kinds of farms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is Allah who made or who created different farms. Some are like lattice work, as there's umbrella. وَغَيْرَ مَعْرُوشَاتٍ, and there are others which are unlattice. They are not like umbrella. وَالزَّرْعَ وَالنَّخْلَ وَالزَّرْعَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made trees or plants of ferns, khajur. وَالزَّرْعَ مُخْتَلِفًا أُكُلُهُ, and there are different other crops. وَالزَّيْتُونَ, and among different trees and different crops, one of them is olive. وَالرُّمَّانَ, and one of them is pomegranate. رُمَّان is Arabic word. Pomegranate, that is Latin. Region is Latin, and it is also in English as well, and in our language, Persian, that is called Anar. Mutashabihan wa ghayra mutashabihan, some of them, so different, there are different fruits, different crops, so some of them are like of each other and others are unlike of each other, so all of them are not like of each other. So there are different crops with different leaves, with different colors, with different kind of flowers, with different kinds of fruits. Kulu min thamari idha athmara, and whenever these trees are having fruits, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you have to eat. So it means this is the part of our risk, this is part of our sustenance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided to us. Whenever the fruits are ripened, the fruits are ready, then you have to use, you have to eat. وَآتُوا حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِهِ, and whatever you are eating, just keep in mind, وَآتُوا حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِهِ, and the day of harvest is coming. So one harvest of the crop is here. After every 4 months, 6 months, 1 year, we are harvesting the crop. And usually people are celebrating the harvesting season. Why? Because for 4 months, 6 months, they have done a lot of work. And then that is the time to get the fruit. That is the time to get the crop. That is the time to get back their work and their effort. So that's why usually people, they celebrate. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَآتُوا حَقَّوْ يَوْمَ حَصْفَادَيِ. Whatever the fruits and the tree and the crops are available for you, Allah has made for you, you have to eat. But remember, a day is coming that is called the day of harvest. That is also the day of judgment. So get ready to pay haq of this, the right of this, the haq of this, these fruits or these crops at the day of harvest.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Wala tusrifu, but do not be extravagant, do not waste. So Allah had made these grains, these crops, these fruits for you. Allah has given us permission to eat, to use, but we should not waste. According to our need, according to our requirement, we have to buy and then we have to use. So sometimes we are buying a lot of stuff, but that is spoiling. It is getting wasted. Why? Because that is more or beyond than our needs. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying us, all these things are for you, but according to your need, you have to buy, you have to purchase, and then you have to use, or you should not waste. Why? إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرَفِينَ. If you like, your Lord should love you, then do not be extravagant. Agar aap chahte hain ki Allah aap se muhabbat kare, to phir israf na kare, phir cheezon ko zaya mat kare. So this is not only a fruit. We are having a lot of favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our life, our time, our skills, our wealth, our children, our everything, whatever we have. So we need to have planning to use them. If anything that has been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have nothing, whatever we have, our body, our soul, our time, our life, everything that is granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, do not waste any of these things. So this is special bounty and special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not allowed to waste anything. And anyone who is extravagant, anyone who is wasting, any of blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرَفِينَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hate these people. Allah does not love those people who are wasting the things. So anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted, we need to take care of them. Care of those things. Jo kuch Allah ta'ala ne hame ata kiya hai, un cheezon ki hame qadr karni chahiye, un cheezon ko planning aur mansooba bandi ke tahat kharch karna chahiye, zaya nahi karna chahiye, isliye ke har woh shakhs jo apni zindagi ko, apne waqt ko, apne maal ko, kisi bhi cheez ko zaya karta hai, uske liye mansooba bandi nahi karta, to Allah taala aise logon se mohabbat nahi karta. Salawat
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So basically the different favors and different blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of fruits and forms and crops, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided to us, so were mentioned into this verse. There is another verse in Surah Rahman that is also the crown of Quran. Surah Rahman, we need to read every day. That is the crown, that is taj. Quran ka taj, Surah Rahman, and that is the crown of Quran. And in that surah, one verse has been repeated 29 times. And that is reminding us again and again. Why are you wasting the blessings and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, in this verse of Surah Rahman, that is verse number 68, chapter number 55, فِيهِمَا فَاكِهَةٌ وَنَخْلٌ وَالرُّمَّانٌ. So as a whole, what we believe, that is a paradise. But in Surah Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has categorized or divided or classified the paradise. So Allah says, in the paradise, there will be two heavens. And again, in those two heavens, there may be other two heavens. So, heavens are again of different types. Fihima, in those two heavens, Fakihatun, there will be fruits. And what kind of fruits? Well, Naqlun, palms, Warruman, and the pomegranates. So today our talk is about anar, about pomegranate. And this is the fruit that will also be available in the paradise. So all those who love to go in paradise, although who are planning to be resident and inhabitant of heavens, so why not they should develop their habits that should be useful in the paradise as well. So that life should not be totally different for him or her. So one of our food or one of the fruit that will be available in the paradise, in the heavens, so that is pomegranate. That's why when we have to eat this fruit over there, so why not we have to that fruit here? For we should need to be habitual and we have to use this fruit here in this world as well. Salawat. So in Quran, this fruit has been mentioned in Torah, this fruit has been mentioned in Bible, this fruit has been mentioned in three verses in Quran. This is the fruit of heaven, this is the fruit of paradise. Our sixth Imam, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, he said there are 120 fruits, and best of all of the fruits is this pomegranate. Out all of the fruits, any kind of fruit that is available, when we say best, mean best from every aspect. The best of the fruit that is pomegranate. And then Imam al-Islam furthermore he added that out of all of the fruits, any fruit that was mostly loved by Prophet Muhammad the most beloved fruit of the Prophet was this pomegranate. So there should be some reason why Prophet he liked too much this fruit. And again, there is a hadith, anyone who is going to eat this fruit in the morning before eating breakfast, so anyone who will eat this fruit in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enlighten his heart for 40 days. You will eat one fruit one day in the morning before eating anything, and then your heart will be enlightened for 40 days. And there is another hadith. Anyone, there one the name of one of the shaitan is Waswas. And what is his duty? He is whispering us. He is giving us different ideas and ultimately we are committing sins. So that shaitan, the name is Waswas. Anyone who is eating this fruit is fatal for the waswas, shaitan. Mean, anyone who is eating this fruit, inshallah, he will be protected from the whispering of shayateen. So, this is the religious aspect of this fruit. This fruit is available in the paradise. This fruit is available in the world, on the earth as well. And the most native area or the native fruit, this fruit is the native fruit of Iran. And then it was scattered or it was expanded in different parts of the world. Basically, the origin of this fruit is from the Iran and then Pakistan and India and China and different areas. Now, after discussing the Quranic aspect of this fruit and the ahadith, now, anyone who is using the pure juice of this pomegranate, he or she can get 10 benefits. Anyone who is using on a regular basis the juice of pomegranate, number one, he will or she will get the capability to fight against breast cancer. So the people can protect themselves from breast cancer, especially the ladies, by using this fruit. Number two, the people can protect themselves from the lung cancer. So prevention of lung cancer, that can be controlled by use of this fruit. Number three, usually prostate cancer, that is in males and people who are above 50, usually they face this problem. So what we need, if we use on a regular basis, inshallah, the prostate cancer can be protected by the use of this fruit. Number four, when the ladies, they are pregnant, if they use in their pregnancy, then they can protect the neonatal brain harm. Especially when the child is born, at that time there is possibility brain could be damaged. So that damage can be protected by the use of pomegranate juice. The next one, prevention of osteoarthritis. So usually after age of 40, 50, people are having joint pain. So most of us, hopefully, people, they are experiencing the pain in their joints. So prevention is easy. If the people, they use pomegranate juice, inshallah, they will prevent the cartilage deterioration and also they can protect themselves from osteoarthritis. The next one, the people, those who are using this juice, pomegranate juice, they can protect themselves from atherosclerosis. Our arteries, our veins, our vessels. So inside the vessels, due to the plaques of fats, so they get the lumen, the hole that of the pipe or the vessel that become very less, and ultimately the result is the high blood pressure and the people, they have heart attack and the different vascular problems or the heart problems. Those people who are using this juice, inshallah, they will also be protected from the atherosclerosis. And especially in old age and in this country, a lot of people are also involved in this disease, that is Alzheimer's. People, they forget where they are, what was their past, what to do. So even the daily life things, they forget. So we can protect ourselves from this disease by use of pomegranate juice. The other one, that is, so heart problem and vascular problem are due to the high cholesterol. So there are two types of cholesterol. One is LDL and other is HDL. So LDL is the bad cholesterol and the HDL, that is the good cholesterol. By use of this pomegranate, LDL will be reduces and pomegranate spore, the maximum increase in the HDL. So this is the best thing to use. Instead of using a lot of medicine, why not? This is food, this is fruit, fruit of world, fruit of paradise. At the same time, a lot of benefits this fruit has. So we can reduce or we can lower the cholesterol level in our body. And also systolic blood pressure. Blood pressure, two types, systolic and diastolic. The higher pressure, that is systolic. So that can also be controlled by the use of pomegranate juice. And the people, if they have gum problems or teeth problem and the plaque is formed, so that can also be removed or stopped by the use of pomegranate juice. So these are different benefits by the use of juice. Some people, they have skin problems, or they, due to aging problem or old age or they have wrinkles. So the oil of this fruit, if that is used on the skin or used on the different wounds, that can be cured. So for the beauty, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Jameel and He likes beauty. So why not the believers, they should use the oil or different kind of creams that are made by the pomegranate. So if we use on the skin, so different kind of skin problems, acne problem or the aging problem or repairs of the cuts and scrapes, so that can be removed or that can be cured by the use of this fruit as well. Here, these days, our lifestyle, most of us, we are not doing physical work. So due to vehicles, due to work and lifestyle, so usually we are having overweight problem. By the use of this fruit and this juice, we can also control our weight. And people's having cataract, that can be stopped by the use of this fruit, and hemorrhoid, or the piles of bawasir, that can also be controlled by the use of this fruit. So this fruit as a whole, the seeds or the arils, when people are using, so some people, oh, they put the seeds in the mouth and what is left, the juice they are taken in and rest of the thing they are throwing out. The best thing is that seeds we are throwing outside should be engulfed, should be eaten. That provides us fiber, that provides us bulk, and that is good for our digestive system. So as a fruit, and sometimes there are some small delicate, what you can say, barriers or different kind of skins inside. If people, although the taste is bitter, but if people can use, that is also good for the digestive system. So seeds are good, and then the skin, the hard skin that is the outside, that can also be used. If people boil into the water, and then also that the water will be a little bit bitter at the shortest, but still that is also having a lot of benefit. So the fruit, pomegranate, this is fruit of paradise, this is fruit of the earth. This is the most beloved fruit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this fruit can be used in salads, can be used in the form of juice. But those people who are having diabetes, the diabetes can also be controlled, but those people who are diabetic, so they should not use the juice. Instead, they should use the seeds, because that is the normal sweets that is inside. But when people are using the juice, and that should be pure, but still the sugar is mixed into the juices. So people can use on daily basis, at least one glass they can use on every day. But those people who are diabetic, they should avoid to take juice, but they can eat the fruit or they can eat the seeds of pomegranate. So this is the fruit of Mu'mineen, this is the fruit of Ahlul Jannah, this is fruit of Rasulullah alayhi salam. And it is highly recommended to eat this fruit on Friday. So the best of the gift for the family member, that is, we have to buy this fruit and provide or present our family members as well. So it is better, especially these days in the world, it is very much used, especially the pomegranate juice is very much used in United States and Canada these days. Why? Because they have done a lot of research and they know what are the benefits they can get. So someone has said, anyone who is using one pomegranate every day, he will never visit the doctor. So this is something beneficial for us. Anar ek aisa tohfa hai Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki taraf se jo bahisht mein bhi hoga yahan bhi hai. Hame koshish karni chahiye ki hum iske jo fawaid hai usko istemal karke khakar, is fruit ko khakar hum apne aap ko bhi sehatmand rakhein aur apni family ko bhi sehatmand rakhein. Zahir hai ki iska ye nahi hai ki aap 2 din 4 din istemal karenge to aap sab cheezein aapki theek ho jayengi. ये एक लॉन्ग टर्म या लॉन्ग बेसिस पे दो तीन चार महीने के बाद बहुत सारी रिसर्च भी हुई है और लोगों पर टेस्ट भी किए गए हैं, रिसर्च भी की गई, जो लोग इसको बाकायदगी से यूज करते हैं उनके अंदर ये तमाम चीजें जो है वो ठीक हो गई हैं। तो इसलिए हमें चाहिए अपने आप को सेहतमंद रखें और इस फ्रूट के जरिए दुनिया में भी अपने आप को इसका आदि बने और इंशाल्लाह जब बहिश्त में मोहम्मद वाले मोहम्मद के साथ होंगे तो परवरदिगार हमें ये फ़ज़ल अता फ़रमाएगा। बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम वल असर इन्नल इंसान लफी खुस्र इल्ला الذين عملوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر।
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد وذي السماوات والأرض والجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مولوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي اللهم صل على محمد وعلى اللهم اجعل ظهورا انهم يرونهم بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لي إنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعة والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. This beautiful advice of the Prophet Imam for all of us, without attaining the level of taqwa, we cannot keep happy to our Lord. For the rest of our life, we need to be conscious, we need to be careful, we need to do all that makes happy to our Lord. And today is the day of Shahadat of our ninth Imam, Imam Muhammad Taqi alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And he said, as his name, Taqi, Taqi means someone who is having taqwa, someone who is pious. So as Taqi is his title, likewise we should also try our best to be muttaqi, to follow the path of taqwa. Imam al-Salam said anyone who would like to be called abrar, to be included in the list of abrar, successful people, so they should have three habits. Number one, always they have to follow wajibat. Number two, always they should keep away from muharramat or from haram things or from sins. Number three, he should not be ghafil, he should not be lazy in the affairs of religion. So now it is up to us, if we want to gain level of taqwa, if we want to be abrar, if we want to be closer to Muhammad wa ali Muhammad alayhi salam. So we have to analyze ourselves, how much wajibat we are following, and all furwadeen are wajib. And how many times we have stopped ourselves from muharramat, from haram, and how much serious and active we are in religion. Usually religion has no priority in our lives. Some of the wajibat we are doing, but rest of the wajibat we have forgotten. Some of haram we are avoiding, but others we are committing. So this is not the lifestyle of a muttaqi. Muttaqi is someone who is always refraining himself from muharramat and always following wajibat. And he never says, "Oh Allah, I am tired, I am sick, I cannot do today, I cannot go in your house, I cannot say to you labbaik." So anyone who is true believer, who is muttaqi, always he is active, he is punctual, he is ready. And always, whenever there is call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is saying, labbaik, 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 oh Allah, wherever you will call me, I am there. So this is the message of adhan, this is the message of aqama, this is the message of Islam and namaz. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على خير العمل. When there is call, no one can say, "Please stop, I cannot come." Anyone who will not respond will be behind, and anyone who will respond will be among those who are the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the wajib, that is Hajj. And in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ السَّبِيلًا. So anyone who is mustati, who has the expenses to come to visit house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Hajj is wajib. He or she should come for Allah. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ. People should come to Allah, for the Allah, for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have to come. But man kafara, and anyone who is not planning to go for Hajj, he has done kufr. But man kafara, anyone who is not coming for Hajj, he is denying, that is equal to kufr. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says, Allah do not bother for those people who are not saying labbaik to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are lucky who are there in Haramullah, in Baytullah, in Makkah. But those who miss this year, why not? Today we have to do intention. Oh Allah, do arrangement for us, so that next year we should be there, we should be your guest. Like others, we should be there and saying, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik. Until or unless we will not do niyat, we will not plan, we cannot go. But those who will do their niyat sincerely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide them. And no one who is living here can say that he has no istata'at. All of us, we have istata'at. We can plan, we can go. And it's very easy for us. This is favor of Allah. In other countries, people for many years, They have niyat, they have written their name, given their name, but they are waiting for 5-10 years. But here, alhamdulillah, we are lucky. One day we are doing niyat, we are planning, and next month we are going. It's very easy, and this is special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we are not getting benefit of this opportunity, really, this is due to our bad luck. But those people who have missed, they are not over there. And their hearts are with Allah, their hearts are there. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also provided something for us. And what is that? Tomorrow is the first of Dhul Hijjah. And according to Hadith, anyone who will observe fast from 1st to 9th of Dhul Hijjah, anyone who will fast for 9 days, he will get a reward of fasting of all of his age, all of his life. Yani, Dhul Hijjah ke ye pehle 9 din ke jo shakhs roze rakhega, usko tamam uski umar ke rozon ke barabar ka sawab milega. So this is one benefit. The second benefit, those who are there, they are in Baytullah, they are doing tawaf, they are lucky. Allah, we were unable. Is there anything for us, something we can do here, so that we should be included in their list? Yes, Allah said, yes. If you are true, if you are sincere, there is 2 rakat namaz. From tonight until the night of Eid. Anyone who will pray 2 rakat namaz after namaz maghrib, in between namaz maghrib and isha, then he will be given the thawab of Hajj. So just for 9 nights, anyone who will do this namaz, he will get the reward of Hajj. And what is that namaz? One time Surah Hamd, one time Surah Ikhlas, and verse number 142 of Surah A'raf. So Hamd, Surah Ikhlas, and verse number 142. Anyone who will read this 2 rakat namaz for these 9 nights, inshallah he will get the reward of Hajj. And what is that ayah? In that ayah, وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ 40 لَيْلَةً وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِيهِ هَارُونَ اخْلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي وَأَصْلِحْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called and invited Hazrat Musa alayhi salam to give Torah for 30 nights, for 30 days. And then after 30 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added 10 more nights, 10 more days. So altogether, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam stayed 40 nights on Koh Tur. And after 40 days, after the worship and sincere stay of 40 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him Torah. So that's why this 40 has very, very importance in our religion. So why not we, the follower of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, from 1st of Dhul Hijjah up to the 10th of Muharram, these are 40 days. Why not we have to start our preparation to do ziyarat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, to follow Imam Hussain alayhi salam, to stay with the followers of Imam Hussain alayhi salam and companion of Imam Hussain alayhi salam? Why not spiritually and physically we have to start our preparation for Ashura, and that is for 40 days. And that purification we can do by fasting, that purification we can do by reading, that purification we can do by shedding tears for in the love of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and that purification we can do by inviting the people in the love of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and raising the flag of freedom of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And inshallah, Eid al-Adha, that will be on 7th of November, and the Eid prayer will start 10 a.m. And Dua al-Nukba, we will start inshallah 9:30. But as I said, at least we should try to do these two things. Number one is fasting. Number two is the 2 rakat prayer. But the important thing, whenever we are having Eid, always there is some sacrifice. When there is Eid al-Fitr, Allah says, 30 days you have fasted, and if you are not going to pay fitrah, zakat al-fitrah, your fasting will not be accepted, your worship will not be accepted. And likewise on this Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Qurban, this is an Eid of Qurban. And anyone who is not doing Qurbani, not doing sacrifice in the name of Allah, nothing will be accepted. And many people, they are doing a lot of things in Pakistan. If my house is getting burned, if fire is in my house, and another fire is in other country, so where should I do fast, react fast? Where I am present? Where my family is getting burned? Our families are here, our children are here. They need masjid, they need Imam Bargah, they need madrasa, they need Islamic activities, they need community work. And that center is going to be built. So why not? If you cannot do anything, at least 200 pounds of your sacrifice of your qurbani, donate for this masjid. Instead of eating meat, why not? This time we should try to taste something spiritual. Spiritual is something that is tasty, that gives the taste of this world, that gives the taste of the heaven. We have to taste. For 1 month, we are requesting, and out of our community, only 10 people have responded, just for 1,000. When earthquake will come, when everything will be ruined, then we will shake. When then we will move, then we will get awakened, then we will respond. We all have. And if we don't have, we can start with 100 pound, 200 pound, 300, 500. Let's show our intention, our love towards Ahlul Bayt. How great were those people who sacrifice everything for Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And then today they are alive. And those people who were there in Karbala to gather the money, today nobody knows their names. And if some of them, their name is known, they are known as Yazid and Umar ibn Saad and Shimr. Yes, they got money. They put money in their pockets. And those who were with Imam Hussain alayhi salam, they lost money. They lost wealth, they lost lives. But today no one is rich like Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Worldly things, how much gold is on the shrine of Imam Hussain alayhi salam? How many people are putting money in the shrine of Imam Hussain alayhi salam? How many people are giving their blood, their life, their children, their time, everything for Imam Hussain alayhi salam? If Imam Hussain alayhi salam, with sacrifice of everything, if today he is alive, why not whether we are choosing the path of Imam Hussain alayhi salam? That is the path of life. That is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the sirat mustaqim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with Imam Hussain alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inculcate the true love of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten our Imam as soon as possible. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'inat al-Qawthar. فصلي لربك وانحر ان شانئك هو الابتر
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد
اللهم